saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're back here on ESPN 97.5. Thank you, Coach. Sunday, 1 o'clock at Shell Energy Arena, or Stadium. All right, Astros won yesterday. Rockets got to win tonight. I saw somebody say, I've still got confidence without Kevin Durant that they win this game tonight.
I don't.
What is...
I just don't see... I don't know, it's hard to explain. I don't know how the offense... Now... Kevin Durant didn't play for this team last year, and they won some games without Jalen Green. So it shouldn't be, like, impossible to win games without Kevin Durant. It just feels like that after game one.
Well, he didn't miss many games, so yeah, it's hard to say.
Jaylen,
I do know this. He couldn't even take him out of games because, you know, they would lose if he wasn't on the floor.
Who, Jaylen?
No, Kevin Durant.
Well, no, I'm talking about last year they won games when Kevin Durant wasn't a Rocket.
Well, right, but they had a different team. They had Dylan Brooks and Jaylen.
I mean, they had a different team, but they still had Alpi. They still had Jabari. They still had Amen. They still had Tari. I mean,
totally different team.
It's a different team, but they had four same core members. Yeah, you did have Jaylen.
But wait a minute. If you take Jaylen and Dylan Brooks away, you need Kevin Durant to fill that space.
Well,
I mean,
Then why would you have any confidence they can win without Jaylen, Dylan, or Kevin Durant on the court? Then I guess.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
Have you seen the line? I'm assuming, based on where the line was at first. Well, I don't know how you put a line up since Kevin Durant's a game time decision. I think you make it Rockets 2. I guess
Rockets 5.
Well, that's what it was the other day, so they must be assuming Kevin Durant plays.
I guess.
The Rockets are in a must-win spot. I take the Lakers plus some points.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Rockets win, it's going to be a close one.
Right. Even with Durant, I think.
Yeah, even with Durant, it's going to be
even
a close
with Durant,
one. So
it's going to be close.
And I know what they're doing. They're, you know, the Rockets, this is one of the oldest. So I've been around handicapping a long time. When you have these series like this, the lines are directly related to the previous game. So now the Rockets are considered on a must-win, so they're going to keep the number where it is, even though the game doesn't look like it's that kind of plus, you know, minus five. They're going to make it that because they're going to assume Kevin Durant playing. I'm kind of surprised that line's out there right now. They're assuming Kevin Durant's playing.
I would imagine you can only put so much on it. Under over 207, which is by far the lowest of any playoff game.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think they're going by game one. You can't go by game one. It was atrocious offensively. And
not in the first quarter. It was high flying the first quarter.
Yeah.
Makes, and then it just fell off the cliff.
Yeah. So I would think it's got to go over 207. I would think. And especially if Kevin Durant plays.
Yeah, that's my initial thought, too. But, you know, you think Houston's going to be better defensively, right? I would assume Houston's going to be better defensively. Maybe the Lakers now go to the slower pace. Maybe now they finally go to slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Rockets were 4-0 when Kevin Durant didn't play. Now, who'd they play? And What was the situation? We'd have to look. But the fact of the matter is that he was third most in minutes this year because Ime didn't trust him on anybody on the floor without him. That's just a fact. Ime said it. He said, when Kevin's not on the floor, we really are terrible. And I think they proved that the other night. They're really terrible offensively when he doesn't play. Mm-hmm. Not only did you not go, and that's roster construction. Not only did you not go get a point guard when long before the season started and all pre-trade deadline, you didn't have a point guard, you still did nothing. You still did nothing. And you paid for it in game one, that's for sure. Not having anybody that could start a damn offense.
Start a damn offense, people. Let's go.
713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Astros win. Rockets tonight. Astros this after. Well, you can watch both games because the Astros play early. It'll be 6 o'clock-ish, right, for the Astros, and then it'll be 9:30 for your. So what a great day to be able to watch both these great teams going at it today. After what was mostly, according to Hoyle, in the first games of all the playoff games, took a turn. Atlanta went into New York and won game two, right?
Right.
And Minnesota beat Denver. So, Jaden McDaniels, listen to this soundbite. Jaden McDaniels of Minnesota had this to say, and I don't know. Do you poke the bear? I know. Ant doesn't care. He'll say anything. He's up there dropping F bombs about the way he played. He was 10 for 25. He said, "I'm AF." And so Ant doesn't care what he says in a post game press conference.
He really truly does. This is how you know he's the anti Jordan.
Yeah,
is it Jordan was always like, all right, I got to figure out, you know, the
buttoned up
the way I need to play this. Yeah, and he's like, I just don't care. I just don't care. I'm telling you, I don't want to be the face of the league. Please stop trying to make me the face of the league.
But listen to Jaden. I don't know if I've ever heard this from a player. Here's Jaden McDaniels about attacking the Nuggets.
Go out to Jokic, Jamal, all the bad defenders, Tim Hardaway, Cam Johnson, Aaron Gordon, the whole team. Like, just go at them.
They're all bad defenders.
Yeah, they're all bad defenders.
Just a concerted effort, too. It feels like you guys constantly
back. Yeah, just they don't got people that could defend the rim, and if he is there, we still more athletic than them, and just got to be able to finish when we do.
Is there a discipline involved in just staying in that attack mode?
Yeah, you got to. Works. Yeah, just sometimes you got to know when to attack and when the right moments, and just if it's your time to shoot it or pass it. But either way, if you just break the paint, you're gonna have a shot, or someone else is gonna be open.
Yeah, they're all just bad defenders. I mean, this Minnesota team don't care. They just don't care. They tied the series at a game apiece. They go back to Minnesota now. But I would imagine Jokic is going to be a little pissed off.
Well, this is the same guy who shoved them right in the back in game one. So familiarity breeds contempt, I'd say. They've played so many times over the last three seasons. And they've had epic playoff series. So here we are. I've seen you guys enough to know none of you can stop anybody on our team.
Yeah. I mean, but I saw Julius was basically punching Jokic in the low post, basically just punching him in the stomach and the side. And no, you know, that I thought it literally looked like 90s basketball. It did.
I was thinking about this rivalry. Because they've never played in a conference final, so it doesn't get the level of attention that, say, just throw in whatever you want to think of, like Rockets-Warriors, because a lot of those were, hey, you win this one, you go to the finals, or you're the two best teams in the West at the time. They've never played at that point. It's either been first round or second round. But if we think about rivalries in the NBA, underrated ones, this is this is one of them. They don't like each other. You hear it in his voice. He doesn't respect them too much defensively. They've gone at each other for the last, I don't know if it's the last three seasons, but at least this is the third playoff series. It's just that it's Minnesota and Denver, even though they have two of the best players in the world. But it's one of the better rivalries in the NBA right now with two of the best players.
It's and no respect whatsoever.
Well, at least from Andy McDaniels. At least from him.
Don't care what you think about. Yeah, they're bad. They're all bad. We're going after Jokic. We're going after Murray. We're going after everybody.
If you're a guy he did not mention, did he just not remember you, or does he think you're a good defender? Because you
didn't even make the list. That's how bad you are.
He mentioned like five guys in their rotation. Yeah. So if you're Christian Brown, you're like, wait, am I a good defender? Or did
and
you?
And he's probably the worst defender.
Or did you not remember my name?
I can't even. You're so bad, I don't even remember who you are.
Cam Johnson, Aaron Gordon, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Tim Hardaway Jr. You all can catch some.
Jaden McDaniels is going to get. Will there be a hard foul on Jaden McDaniels?
Well, someone might need to prove a point. They're going to Minnesota, so they won't be in the friendly confines of Denver when they do it. But someone might want to say, hey, all right, man. You were a little disrespectful.
Yeah. You're going to say that? Watch. Get some of this. You get some of this now. I would love to. Hey, they're playing a physical brand of basketball, that series. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
And that's nice to see as opposed to, you know. But Jamal Murray and Jokic were terrible in the fourth. I think they combined for 4 points in the fourth quarter. And if that's the case, they ain't winning no games.
Well, they were up 19, not in the fourth quarter, but they were up 19 in the first half, and that went away because the NBA is like that now. And then and then Minnesota dominated the fourth quarter. I mean, the Atlanta-New York thing, cool. Apparently,
CJ McCollum. New York was way up, too, in that game.
CJ McCollum's now 14. Hated in New York because.
They were up 14.
CJ McCollum's hated New York now because he kicked Brunson in the nuts.
That's why he's the villain.
In game one, and now they're booing him all the time because he called. Brunson, a theater actor, pretty much.
Is there anything more annoying than New York having to have the new MSG villain? Like, they got to have villains all the time. New York thrives off of somebody on another team being the villain that they all get a cheer.
It's the Hawks thing, because it was Trae Young.
Well, I know it was Trae, didn't they have the one with no, it wasn't Milwaukee. Maybe it is just them. I felt like there was another player on another team that was.
I mean, they didn't like Jimmy Butler very much, and he was kicking their ass. So no, understandably, but it's a Hawks thing.
Trae was,
got on him because he was a showman.
Yep.
And now McCollum called their best player an actor, so now he's on the list too.
Oh, you made the list, buddy.
You just made the list.
New York doesn't like you. Better watch out. Yeah. Better watch it. Yep. All right, let's break. When we come back, let's talk a little NFL draft. We're just a couple of days away now. A couple of days away.
Is this your Christmas, Lance?
It's my Christmas. It's my Christmas.
Because all the buildup coming up to it and all the work that you have to do to get all those kids' presents.
And then
you just go,
and then when Casario trades out, I got socks.
I got socks.
That's it.
When he trades out of the first round.
Yeah.
It does feel like socks.
That's true. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. But right now, how about this? May 4th through 10th, the Insperity Invitational, presented by United Healthcare, set for the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. May 4th through the 10th, Stuart Sink. He's a British Open winner. He's got 78 stars of PGA Tour champions back at the Woodlands, where he's going to successfully try to defend his title there. 2026 field includes six World Golf Hall of Famers: Colin Montgomery, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Padraig Harrington, Bernard Langer, Vijay Singh. The strongest field on the senior swing, nearly 20 major winners on the PGA Tour will also come here. Let's go. Get on out there. Golf fans attending will witness the stars of the PGA Tour champions along with the return of the Folds of Honor greats of golf, okay, all while playing a direct role in supporting a mission that is positively changing lives. The award-winning tournament will transition to a full-ticketed event. in support of Folds of Honor. Tickets on sale now can be purchased at InsperityInvitational.com. All right, let's go. Get on out there. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Annika Sorenstam, Nancy Lopez, Hale Irwin, Laura Davies, Sir Nick Faldo, and many more, grouped in teams of five for the exhibition. Get on out there, all right? Wear your red, white, and blue for Folds of Honor Saturday, May 9th as an outward display of unity and an inward commitment to meeting sacrifice with hope for the families of American fallen and disabled military veterans. Check out the Woodlands National Bank Pro-Ams May 6th and 7th, 7 a.m. before calls. Best battle to determine who will be champion of Insperity. Go to InsperityInvitational.com, InsperityInvitational.com. All right, welcome back here, ESPN 975-713-780-3776. So what's the latest? Any news draft-wise? I saw Mendoza's not going to Pittsburgh.
No,
he's going to do it at home with his mom, which is a good one.
So other draft news is, I think I kind of, I hinted at it, I said it yesterday, but I did kind of soft-sold it because I didn't want to get in trouble. But it came out, Jamard McCoy's got knee issues, hobbling around, so he could fall out of the first round, the cornerback from Tennessee. It is a concern to some teams who believe he'll have to have another surgery on it and could miss next year, so... That's a real concern. He really could fall out of the first. I was told this like three different times. Three different people told me it's a Will Johnson type of situation. And Will Johnson's situation, I guess, I thought it was. So Will Johnson's situation, there were some people who believe he didn't come back and play last year when he could have. That's a Will Johnson situation. Or is it Will Johnson's got a knee issue and there's a concern about that? Regardless, he fell out of the first round last year. And there's a thought Jamard McCoy from Tennessee could fall out too. So it's going to be a question of if you think he'll have a surgery where he makes it back healthy, which pretty good chance he will, are you willing to sacrifice a year? Like, well, I mean, if you're the Texans, you just don't make that pick. Like, there's just no reason. There's a lot of value, but where would he play? I mean, I don't know where he would play. I mean, if you really want to go Operation Shutdown, you play McCoy outside, you move Lassiter into nickel, and then you just move to a straight, you just say Jalen Petrie is our new strong safety and we're going to play him at safety and we're going to have a trio of cornerbacks that are the most devastating trio of cornerbacks in the history of the league, potentially. So I guess if he fell to 28, I guess the Texans could make a decision there. They just have to be, and they actually are okay with being able to let a guy sit. If there's one team who's okay with being able to let a guy sit for a whole year, it would be the Texans.
Yeah, because years ago they were in this situation too, that they had really nobody that was going to that they drafted was going to just walk in and start.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think if they go away, they do not need to have a starter, even in the first or if they trade down to their second round pick.
Right, right,
right,
right.
I mean,
they don't have to. One of the first two, I'd like for them to play like a rotational defensive tackle, potentially a linebacker. But if you had a chance to get a player of McCoy's potential and you knew you could kind of wait it out for a year, you're in an enviable position where you could sit and wait. You could sit and wait, let him get better physically, and then you just move Laster into nickel, which I have no doubt that he can play. And he's a great run defender, too. Or he's a good run defender. And then you just have to make sure Jalen Petrie is okay playing, a little bit of split safety or however else you want to play him. But, yeah, I mean, I would play him as a nickel. I would play him as not a nickel, a nickel linebacker. I'd play Jalen Petrie as – if I had that alignment, I'd say beat it, toe-to-toe, and we're going to put Petrie at – nickel linebacker on passing downs. I mean, we're out there trying to wreck people's lives in that scenario. But I don't like. I'm just telling you. The more I think about it, that is the type of fall where McCoy could sit there at 28 and the Texans say, "We'll take him.
Yeah,
we'll take him off your hands if they're okay with moving Laster inside." Now remember, Laster's getting ready to sign a contract, and you just never know. Laster may say, "Hey, I don't want to move inside D'Amico. That's not what I want to do." And D'Amico might listen to that. Just I know you're saying, you do what he says, but D'Amico's also wants to make sure that his players are, going to be happy and playing their best brand of football too. So something to keep in mind. Other draft news, There is real – so I spoke with a couple of sources yesterday. Said the Cowboys are actively trying to move into the top 10. They've got somebody they really want to get their hands on. And my guess is it's Sonny Styles or Arvell Reese. So that's kind of how I'm going to play it. I'm gonna and my last mock is due today, and I've got them trading into number 6 with Cleveland and taking Arvell Reese there. I've got Arvell Reese sliding, which is possible. Which is possible if he doesn't go 2. There's a lot of talk about Jeremiah Love now going 3. I thought that was just smoke until I kind of had it confirmed from somebody at NFL Network I speak with, who said they had found out about it in February. Which would lend credence to the fact that it's a real thing. Because what my initial thought was, Arizona likes Jeremiah Love. I'm like, I'm not fooling for the banana in the tailpipe. You guys are simply trying to say that because the Tennessee Titans right behind you have been mocked with Jeremiah Love all this time from everyone, and now you're just trying to get them to give you like a fourth-round pick to flip-flop one spot. But I'm not sure that's the case. I'm not sure that there might not be some fire where there is that smoke. The Giants now, 5, looking like Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, or wide receiver, either Tyson or either Jordan Tyson or Carnell Tate. And then I do think that Reuben Bain could fall a little bit in this draft. I'm not sure. I don't think he gets to Kansas City. From what I've been told, Kansas City is kind of making a decision about, you know, maybe we get cornerback here, Mansoor Delane, because the corner at the back half of the first round is not going to be very good, but we can get a right tackle or a pass rusher with our 29th pick if we get a cornerback now. So I think they pass on Reuben Bain. I think Bain is sitting there, Dell, at 11. And in my last mock, I'm giving Bain to the Miami Dolphins. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it in a season that's not going to go well, watching that guy play, go from high school to college to the pros.
Yeah, is there any reason they wouldn't take him?
Unless they have some requirements as far as arm length is concerned. I don't know what that is. Yeah. He feels like a cornerstone now. Does he play to the level of the number 11 overall pick? But he feels like a guy you decide, this is one of our guys. This is one of those guys we want to set the tone for who we want to be going forward in the new regime. And he fits the profile. I know not that it matters, but they would get the fans on their side pretty quickly if they made that pick.
What's the scuttlebutt about leadership, about locker room?
I don't know that he does have the now in Miami lore, the famous speech when he's talking about playing Ohio State. He said they don't want it like us. They ain't bled like us. That, if you can find it someplace. So that got people excited.
Well, that's rude. That's really rude to say.
He said that about the Ohio State players. Turns out he was right.
That's just so rude.
So he has that in him, but he just goes out there and plays, man. You watch him play, defends the run, gets after the passer. There's no question about, I mean, Lance can tell me, maybe football character. The question will be is, does he have the physical attributes?
I haven't heard anything on his football character. Nothing bad.
Yeah, so I would think if we're trying to set a foundation of who we want to be going forward for whatever the new Dolphins are, I think he would fit the profile. But I don't know what the Green Bay people think of what apparently are shockingly short arms. Although you heard I read something where other GMs who got to measure him or saw the measurements didn't think the under 31 arm thing was as real as people were pointing out, because we've heard that depending on when you get measured, your arms wind up being longer or shorter. He didn't get measured at his pro day, but I did read something where some GMs were like, we saw them. We have lengths that are longer than what people say.
I know it's the opposite side of the ball. Did Will Campbell ruin it for all short arm people?
No, I thought he would, and apparently he's not, because I've talked about Spencer Fano. Now, you have to understand, short arms is relative to how's your timing, how quick are your hands. Like, it's not just length. If you know, there's things you can do. You can fake or feint to try to draw the other guy's hands out, and then you punch. Like, there's independent punches versus two-hand punch. There's a lot that goes into it. With that said, I thought the beating that Will Campbell took, who didn't have great timing with his hands, I thought it really would hurt a lot of players. But Mayanoa, they don't seem to be too concerned about what are clearly 33-inch arms. It's more his body type that people think is a guard. Spencer Fano, has sub 33-inch arms, and he has a narrow, his narrow shoulders, so he doesn't have some kind of crazy long wingspan at all that overcomes shorter arms. And I've talked to people who have him at a tackle, and Caleb Tiernan, there's a kid from Northwestern who has sub 33-inch arms. They're keeping him at tackle. So from what I can tell, you know, Braden Smith is a short-arm tackle. So from what I can tell, it's not – he didn't ruin it for everyone. Now, let this class fail. Let this class have the same issue, and we're back to 34-inch arms, and the rest of y'all can just get lost. So if Spencer Fano, who may be a center or guard, you know, he could go as early as 6 to Cleveland or fall as late, I think, to maybe 13 to the Rams in that neighborhood. If you have any draft questions, I'll be more than happy to answer about your question. I'm getting a lot of intel and have a good feel for where players are kind of slotted, at least, you know, how where in the draft, first round, second round, pick number 6 to pick number 18, like, you know, hearing Caleb Downs, maybe the last spot he falls is Washington at 7. Mansoor Delane, I think you can start looking for him at this Washington at the earliest 7, at the latest
28.
Might be the Dolphins at 11. 28. Dolphins 11. So somewhere between, but 7, 8, 9 all have corner needs.
So you, after saying something yesterday, you quote tweeted it by saying, wait, I forgot something. That you were talking about Texans stuff?
On TV.
Yeah.
They asked me three needs for the Texans, three priorities. And I said, and these are priorities. I said defensive tackle, interior offensive line, and cornerback.
Oh, you forgot linebacker.
But I probably would have said linebacker over cornerback depth. But, I mean, you and I talk about this all the time, John. You're one injury away to Lassiter
Stingley.
Stingley. Yeah. You're one injury away from being in serious trouble outside.
No, listen. So, when Lassiter went out last year against the Chargers, it was awful.
I think I would rather have
corner depth. You've got to improve that room.
Yeah, I would probably put that ahead of. See, I still think interior offensive line is a concern. I don't know. How would you? I would defensive tackle for sure, and I think cornerback depth for sure. Would you rather have interior offensive line, which either means a center who could become a starter, a guard center, a guy who maybe is a future starter for you, or linebacker depth for who can?
I think corner depth is way more important.
Okay, corner and defensive tackle, rotational defensive tackle, I think are the top. Like those, we'll put those as you really need to get that in the first three picks.
To me, though,
what would you make the next?
I mean,
one?
you can find guys. Defensive tackle is a position that is not going to be hugely productive unless you've got one of the top guys in the league. You don't have Jeffrey Simmons or Lawrence you don't have that, and that's fine. That's fine. Those guys take up space. If you got a corner that is not decent, you are in some trouble. Huh? You are in some trouble. You can mask a defensive tackle. You can't mask a corner. He's right out there on an island. So to me, if you've got any injuries whatsoever, you're in some trouble. If you don't upgrade that backup position.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like it could ruin a game for you.
Yeah.
It could ruin a game for you. You really now Jalen Smith is coming back. We haven't seen Jalen Smith. He hasn't played football. He hasn't played pro football. So it is it's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate concern with needing cornerback depth for sure.
Yep.
And I think
yep.
you need to give him competition also. You know, Jalen Smith is we're already down 1 year on a 4-year contract on Jalen Smith. Give him competition. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that really needs to happen. I think linebacker depth needs to happen. Linebacker depth, corner depth, a rotational defensive tackle, and then finding your starting center of the future, which can be had in the fourth round. You know, if Nick trades back out of pick number 28 and into the, let's say, early second round, let's say he flip-flopped with Arizona, and Arizona went and got Ty Simms, you're probably getting like a fourth for that. That's great. That could become Sam Hecht, your next starting center. That could become Connor Liu, maybe, your next starting center. That could become, you know, any number of players, centers. There's 3 or 4 different centers that could become a starting center. You've got another third-round pick that you could turn into a cornerback. You've got a a second-round pick, an early second, that you could turn into a defensive tackle. You know, Caden McDonald, maybe Peter Woods, maybe Kristen Miller. Like, I actually think this could really set up nicely for the Texans. Based on what they're kind of trying to get their hands on, they want a tight end. Will Kaczmarek, I think, is going to be the guy that I would put for them as a wide tight end. They kind of trust Ohio State for whatever reason. So I could see Will Kaczmarek, who's a blocking tight end of Ohio State, being a target in the fourth round. Maybe third would be, I would feel like it would be early, but I had a team tell me anytime you get a blocking tight end who can run a little bit, you kind of push them up. Sam Roush from Stanford, I would love Sam Roush as in the third round. I could put together my ideal Texans draft board, and I think it would do very well. I think it would do very well.
All right. We got a lot of people. Sam Roush is somebody that a lot of people are talking about. Is Connor Lou, is he related to Gilbert? Have you checked that out?
So he's not Asian, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know how it goes. Like, I don't know what
don't
family,
know.
If the you tree don't. Is. Yeah, you I mean, don't I don't know. Know all of Gilbert's lineage, to be honest
yeah,
with
no.
you.
Yeah, I know. That's somewhere so down the related. Line. Somewhere
oh,
down.
No, because it's L-E-W, and Gilbert's
well,
is L-O-U.
That's okay. It's good. They might have changed the spelling. You don't know.
Are you
Once
related
left
to Gartanos?
China. You don't know. You don't know.
That's true. Maybe. Well, you mean Connor Liu's family left China and they changed it to L.A.?
You don't know. We don't know.
But, you know, sometimes you don't know, but you know. Sometimes you know, even though you don't have firsthand knowledge, you don't have written proof. Sometimes you just know.
There are things we know, even though.
There's things we know.
We can't.
You have
but you don't know.
Sometimes we know things without having physical proof.
Yeah. Sometimes you know.
But sometimes you don't.
Like, I know.
And that's what I'm trying to
Like Glenn Davis, the old Astros first baseman. Remember him? Do you think he was related to Walter Davis? Do you think they were brothers?
They could. Down the line. You don't know.
Do you think they were brothers? Not down the line. Do you think they were brothers?
Well, brothers, no, because we know that they're not brothers.
So
we know that.
Why? You don't know.
But somewhere down the line, okay.
So what's your official statement on this Lou thing again?
He could be related to Gilbert. You don't know.
Okay. I'm saying my official statement is they are not related.
And
that's an official statement.
Since the name sounded like maybe Elisa Liu, which is actually how you say her name, is related to Gilbert as well. The Olympic figure skating gold medalist.
You don't know?
Well, trust me. If they are related or if they're not, Gilbert wants a picture and her to come hug him.
Well, and hugs.
Well, L-I-U is how she
Most
spells her last name.
But you could change it.
Dell, you take a hug from
I mean,
him.
I wouldn't.
When Gilbert's
say,
people came
me.
Here, they wanted,
no,
to more American, L-O-U. They wanted to be more American.
L-O-U?
They wanted to be more American.
It's L-O-U? Gilbert Lou?
Yeah, that's what happens.
I think that's how he says it.
What's happening right now is it's getting close, and you're going to have to pay your property taxes, and you, my friends, do not do what I did once or twice. I'm not telling my wife I did it a couple of times, but... Yeah, I just let it slide. And, boy, what a huge mistake. Because then the next year you get it and you go, what the? My house isn't worth this? Are you people crazy? It's not worth this. What? And then you got to fight it. But they ain't going under what you paid last year. So if you don't fight it, you're always going to be paying more than what you should be paying. Well, OwnWell does it all. OwnWell, it takes 3 minutes to sign up, and then you don't do anything. And OwnWell does the rest. And OwnWell has proven time and time and time again that they are the most successful at this. 94% success rate in Montgomery County on houses, 250 to 500,000. 21 to 51% higher than their competitors' net savings in Harris County. Brazoria County, they're saving you money two times what they save by other firms. Listen, on average, you're saving $774 a year by signing up. That's good money, all right? And you don't do anything. You literally do nothing. Don't wait. The deadline to protest, May 15th for most counties. Save money on the property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at OwnWell.com.
You're listening. listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why can't Yanni say the word cuisine? It bothers me. It bothers me. I don't know.
Whoa. How's he say it?
Cuisine.
We've all got those words. I'm not great with the word iron. I go iron.
Iron?
I go iron. Like iron instead of iron.
Yeah, that's how you say it in Texas. No, iron. That's you're saying it the right way. Iron is how you say it.
Iron.
How do you say
it? Yeah,
Yanni
can't say cuisine. I say
fire.
It bothers me.
Fire?
What about fire? Fire.
Fire.
So sometimes
it's two syllables. Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire.
Sometimes it's one syllable. Fire.
Fire.
I don't say fire.
Well, that's if you're, yeah, Texas. Fire.
Yeah.
It's fire.
What
do you guys think about the PGA Tour no longer going to Hawaii?
It's about time. Is Hawaii banning them?
No. The PGA Tour pulled out.
Yeah, they're too afraid of volcanoes.
Pulling out.
They're not going because of volcanoes?
Yeah, because would you want Tony Finau to get covered with hot lava?
I mean, I don't want anyone covered with hot lava.
Why is Tony Finau?
I don't know why he picked
him. Because he gets close to, you know.
Explain yourself.
He's known for.
Is he? What's he known for?
He's flying too close to the sun.
Is that what he's known for?
Gets his face down inside of volcanoes.
Blasts
him in the face with hot lava.
Like,
it would be sad if you lost Jon Rahm or when he makes it back.
Okay.
If he pays his dues and pays his fees and takes his punishment.
Gets his ear cut off.
You don't want those guys hit with hot lava.
No.
Bottom line. But no one wants to see that happen, especially at PGA.
Not Tony Finau or anyone else.
Not Tony Finau, not anyone else. Definitely not Morikawa, Colin Morikawa. Is that Morikawa? How do you say his last name?
Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
Is that it, John?
Morikawa.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you see where Bryson DeChambeau
is now
saying he may not golf anymore? He's like, I may just be a YouTube golfer.
Yeah. Well,
and play in majors and just do YouTube golf.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this guy is a sucker.
Have you seen him hitting the ball over his house?
I know. I've seen that dumb stuff, and you nerds are watching it nonstop. God, you got to see this. Day 120, he finally hit it. You're going to do that instead of competing against other golfers? Oh, my God. You've got a John, you're cheering for content creators. You're no better than my kid. He's the Mr. Beast of golf. Beat it. He's Sneeko of golf.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of the whole thing. But if that's what he wants to do with his life, then who are you?
Loser.
I mean,
flipping
frisbees.
I can say that he's a loser. He's a loser.
Okay.
Not for my career. I'm not trying to be a content creator. No one would watch mine. Yeah, I mean, if I could be a content creator, I would, obviously.
Okay, that's what you would do. If you could, and he can.
He probably can.
You go on content creators' podcasts. Like, anyone who does an NFL podcast is a content creator.
No, I'm talking about, like, streamers, like kick streamers. He's a streamer.
I know.
Podcasts are different. He's a streamer. Those are the losers. They're
the losers.
Except they make, like, a bajillion dollars every month.
That's one of the reasons I hate him.
Yeah.
So this is jealousy.
Yeah.
Partly.
Not
and
really.
Part of it is just thinking you're a sucker because you're not competing against – you're one of the best in golf, and you're not competing against other guys. You just would rather – you took your little your blood money, and now that you got your blood money, you're just going to – I just think I'm going to go be like Mr. Beast and Sneeko, and I hate speed, and I choose death.
I show
or whatever
speed.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Aiden Ross, I'm just going to stream golf shots where I hit it over a giant rhinoceros and try to land it in a solo cup. Oh, cool. Cool job. Nice going. And then I'll play the majors, too. You know what I'd say if I were the majors? You're an embarrassment. Don't even come. Don't come.
Well, they want Bryson DeChambeau there.
Then you know what? Then give a sponsor's exemption.
You don't think that golf needs young viewers that watch content providers? Yeah.
Then bring Jack Doherty in and give him a sponsor's exemption, too.
Who else could play?
I don't even know who that is.
He's no a kid.
He's a content creator. He's an a. Well, that kid is
one
the worst.
Of the worst. He's probably the worst. John, you've seen him where he has this big black bodyguard, and the kid will walk around the mall and bump into people. Yeah. And then if they try to do something, the bodyguard will step in like, what, you want to do something? Like, and then lately, though, he's been getting slapped a lot, which is really
– I like that.
I am here for that content. I will admit that.
Like, I've just,
so he's one of the worst.
I just pulled up him. Of course, he's got the hair, that same hair that kid who let his dog poop in my yard had.
Yeah.
Same, yeah, it's that same look. They all got the same look.
They got
it goes the same. It goes the way like with there's a beauty standard for women where they all some women kind of morph into each other because they all have the same look that they want to.
You mean the Kardashian look that everyone was kind of rolling into
at one
for
point?
Years?
But even
kind of getting away from that.
Yeah,
now,
but even still, you do this because that's the beauty standard. With like kids of his age, the same standard. We get this hair. Even if it's not natural, we'll perm it to make it look that way. We get the same haircut.
Yeah. Mason's hair.
Yeah, they all kind of morph into each other. Mm-hmm.
They do.
The same.
But he is a real punk ass, and he needs to be playing the PGA Championship. They need to give him an exemption also, along with Bryson DeChambeau. Let all the streamers come.
Can they be in a group together? Doherty and DeChambeau be in the same group?
Yes. Yes, we'll get a – yeah, they can play in a group. Yeah, for sure.
Well, they're content creators.
Yeah,
there you go.
Both going to be content creators. What's the difference?
That's it. No. Yeah. There's that.
Neon, whatever he is, let him play with John Rahm.
No, John Rahm is not doing that.
John's coming to play in a major, though.
John Rahm is going to give his left nut to get back on the tour.
We decided the ear has to go.
Can we hit? Oh, yeah, that's right. We were either chopping off the ear or I also want that.
You said the thumb, but we kind of fought back against the thumb. Because the thumb
affects. No. No, I was pinky finger.
Pinky finger.
Because the interlock grip. I was pinky finger, or you do the rattan cane, like that one kid. Remember that kid who went to China or whatever?
Was
and got
it
hit
Singapore?
With the cane?
I think it was Singapore.
Yeah. Remember that? He acted stupid, so they hit him with the cane. That was great. Here's what I say. All right, you want to get back from LIV, here are your choices. You pay this financial penalty or stipend, whatever it is, John, that they're doing.
Cut off your ear.
Or you get an ear cut off, or you lose a finger. Or you get sprayed for 10 straight seconds in the face with bear mace, with the bear mace, or you get the cane, 7 lashes, and it's delivered by, Willetta Tommy. No, because that's too on the nose.
Will Anderson.
From the Texans?
Is he Will good Anderson. With the... Is he good with one of those? We need someone who's an expert.
He's going to swing it hard.
That's true.
That's right.
Well, if we want, you know what? We either get a hockey player, slap shots, or we get a baseball player, one or the other.
We don't need
I mean, I would let Mike Trout do it. I mean, they're not going to wait.
No way.
Big deal. They're not.
Have you seen Mike Trout hit a golf ball?
No.
Holy
crap. I bet
crap.
It's far.
Holy crap.
Is it far?
Yeah, he hits it over the net at Topgolf.
Well, that's why I want him swinging that rattan cane.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want
all those guys.
Yeah,
no,
you ain't picking that with Mike Trout swinging.
Oh, you're not picking. Yeah, I'm offering it. What would you take out of those? You want the cane, 7 wax, lose an ear, lose a pinky.
I take the cane.
Over the money?
Yeah. Or give $5 million?
You're probably going to pay the money.
No.
Well, it's 80, up to $85
million. 85 to get back in?
God, you don't have to pay it, right? How does that work? There's something. It's not an actual, we take money out of our account and give it to you. It's not that, is it?
No. You take $5 million out of your account, but you don't get. You can't win up to $85 million. There's like, yeah.
So it's like first money.
You got to come back. You don't have exemptions anymore. You got to play your way back in, and you're not eligible for all this money.
I hate LIV and what it did, and I hate the guys that went over there and played. But this seems like a little much. 85. Yeah. I'm like, really? This is what you're doing? Don't you want? I'm all for giving them a punishment, but you got to get them back.
Where else
are they going to play?
Do they have to walk the streets of the waste? Do they have to walk the waste management with the
shame?
Well, it's cart path only, too.
Do they have
people throwing feces?
Yeah.
On them?
Do they have to? Do they have to traverse the waste
Walking
management open
topless.
And hear this?
Shame.
No, it's not. They don't. Have to do that.
Waste management open.
Let those people treat them any way they want?
Actually, yes.
Shame.
You should have beers thrown on at waste management. I would actually tune into the Waste Management if they did that.
If they threw feces on you?
Well, no, just beer. Beer. Oh. You know, they just got to throw things at the golfers that were from LIV coming back. I would. And then at the end, they had to bring the sack of $5 million and drop it down. Who's in charge? Who's the boss of the PGA?
Tony Soprano's in charge of the Waste Management.
No, but who's the boss of the PGA now? Who's the head of the PGA?
God, I forget.
Corey Pavin.
Not Corey Pavin.
Is it the guy from Hall & Oates?
President. No,
commissioner.
Not John
Who's the
Oates.
Commissioner?
John Oates? The president of the PGA of America is Don Rhea Jr. Do you know that name, John?
No.
He was elected in November of 2024.
No, Jay Monahan is the commissioner.
I'm just saying the president of the PGA of America. I don't know who's the head guy.
Or since Rory McIlroy has always been strongest against the LIV guys, let's make PGA golf. John Rahm wants to come back. All of the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management people, they get to throw beer on you and scream at you and spit at you. And the whole time you've got a big sack of $5 million cash. And as you get through all those people doing that, just like a scene from Game of Thrones, obviously, with Cersei, at the end you have to lay the bag of $5 million at the feet of Rory McIlroy. And then subjugate yourself. Go on your knees, prostrate, and just say, please welcome me back. That would be okay.
How about everybody on the tour gets a paddle, and you have to go through the paddle line?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? I would watch that, too.
Yeah, it would be fun. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, basically, we're talking to... Hey, we got an Astros win.
Actually, we haven't even talked about Astros win. We need to get back on that.
There's some new guys on the team now that I just don't even know who they are anymore.
In the Astros?
Yeah. Dustin Harris.
Oh, the guy they traded for?
Dustin Harris was at the plate, and I was like, who's this guy?
I don't know him. But you see the new guy they traded for who's got some major league experience? We're trading for other teams.
Braden Shoemake?
Yep, that's him.
All right. Time to break. Time for you to talk a little Zadig.
Let's talk about Zadig Jewelers, how they're going to help you out. For Mother's Day, go to the website and start looking right now. Bracelets, rings, earrings, necklaces, they've got it all. And chances are you're going to go in there and you're going to get something that they already have. But did you know that they can design something specific to what you're looking for? You can take a picture of something that you saw on, let's say, the red carpets, maybe an award ceremony or something, and or it could just be an ad in a online that you see, and you say, "Oh man, I would love it if they made this for my wife. That would be incredible." They can. They've got designers who customize jewelry specific to what you're looking for, or they've got their own designs that they make at Zadig Jewelers. They're designers that they sell themselves, but they have all the biggest jewelers. They have all the biggest designers. They are they have unique pieces because they are a boutique location for a lot of the different designers. And then when it comes to luxury watches for men or women, they've got everything. They buy, they sell, they trade. And, of course, it is the home. Since this is spring and a lot of you out there may be deciding to tie the knot, you want to ask her to marry you, they are the place to get the best diamonds. They will educate you on the entire process and help you find the perfect setting and the perfect ring for that special occasion. Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, the jeweler of Houston for five decades and going strong at Zadig Jewelers.